The first warning went out to just international students, faculty, and staff on Friday, as rumors of the executive order started to fly.
Obviously, there's a lot of concern.
That's Shalimar Swaim in the International Students and Scholars Office. She says immigration law is already complicated. When the executive order was actually implemented, students had a lot of questions and few places to get them answered.
A lot of the questions were, you know, can I travel? Can I go home and visit my family? Am I going to be able to come back?
Then this morning, the university put out a second letter, this time to all students, staff, and faculty, warning that international visitors from any of the restricted countries should not travel outside the U.S. over the next couple of months unless they absolutely have to. Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio.